Presidential campaigns these days spend a lot on their internet sites, but money alone won't make you an online sensation. The current buzz on the web has centered on one candidate who barely registers in the polls, NPR's Robert Smith reports.
This week, the internet was all a Twitter about Jerry Falwell and Paris Hilton, yet the number one item on the blog search site Technorati was a 71-year-old Republican congressman from Texas.
Well, I think the party has lost its way.
That's Congressman Ron Paul at the Republican presidential candidate debate in South Carolina, where he didn't make too many friends. He was the only candidate there opposing the war in Iraq or suggesting that U.S. foreign policy led to 9/11.
They attack us because we've been over there. We've been bombing Iraq for 10 years.
Wendell, may I make a comment on that?
Congressman Paul was about to be thrust into the headlines as he was taken on by former New York Mayor Rudy Giuliani.
I don't think I've ever heard that before, and I've heard some pretty absurd explanations for September 11. And I would ask the congressman to withdraw that comment and tell us that he didn't really mean that.
Oh, but Paul didn't back down, and the rest of the Republican field looked ready to lynch the guy. After the debate, something strange happened when TV viewers voted on who won.
First place, Ron Paul, surprisingly, 30%.
Surprising maybe to Sean Hannity, but not to anyone who's been on the internet lately. Supporters of Ron Paul have been swamping every online poll for weeks, racking up his number of friends on MySpace, boosting the popularity of his website. Todd Ziegler, with the web consulting firm The Bivings Group, says there may not be a lot of Ron Paul supporters, but they're making a hell of a lot of noise.
We're talking about thousands of people that are very committed, that are willing to spend time every day on these sites, you know, promoting Paul.
And while the name Ron Paul may not mean much to most voters, the man has long been a folk hero to libertarians who nominated him for president back in 1988. Mika Sifri is tracking the candidates on the internet for the website techpresident.com.
Libertarianism is disproportionately strong on the internet among techies and others who I think just have a very strong leave me alone, you know, I'll do things myself kind of attitude. And I think they're attracted to Ron Paul for genuine principled reasons.
And just a quick surf through the Paul fan sites reveals a little bit about those principles. He's tapped into groups that want to abolish the IRS, people who want the U.S. out of the U.N. and back on the gold standard, activists who want marijuana legalized, and those who write long essays about the Trilateral Commission.
The internet is perhaps the last bastion of freedom in the world.
I met Avery Knapp first virtually on the Ron Paul page on MySpace, then in person at a pro-Paul demonstration in Manhattan. A dozen people showed up. But Knapp, a medical resident, says all the real action is online.
I predict him to be the Howard Dean of 2008.
Well, as Howard Dean learned, a core of passionate people on the internet does not win you elections.
No, it doesn't. But once Dr. Paul's message gets across to everyday mom and pops, those ideas will resonate with people.
More likely, other political activists will copy the idea of having swarms of fans create these online bursts of attention for their candidate. Mika Sifri calls it the Sanjaya effect, after that less-than-talented contestant on American Idol.
Anytime you create an interactive platform, people are going to try and play with it and do unintended things with it. That's what I mean by the Sanjaya effect. We're just entertaining ourselves. If we can make Ron Paul look more popular than he actually is, that kind of flummoxes the mainstream media, which is, you know, unsure of what to do with that information.
But Ron Paul and his supporters may want to beware the other lesson of Sanjaya. When the novelty wore off, he got voted off the program. Robert Smith, NPR News, New York.